Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Senate has decided they're going to go along with the House, in essence, and send it to the president's desk with just days away from the, quote, default deadline. And as long as Joe Biden doesn't fall down again, he, I'm assuming, is going to sign this thing. So what does it actually mean for the American people? Well, we're going to give you a glimpse of what happened in Washington, D.C. today with my co-host of Verdict with Ted Cruz. And if you've never downloaded Verdict with Ted Cruz, do it. We're going to do a deep dive this morning on how we got to this point from Washington's perspective. Senator, always a pleasure to have you on the show. And this deal was done. It is a deal that Democrats seem to be pretty happy with. There's a lot of Republicans that actually seem to be pretty happy with it. There's no indication the president's not going to sign this. So were there positive things in this bill that conservatives, true conservatives, can feel good about?
Oh, look, sure. There's not nothing in the bill. There are some elements. There is some expansion of work requirements for welfare. That's beneficial. And there is some rescission of unspent COVID emergency funds. That's beneficial. And there are some marginal spending cuts. So that's beneficial. There's also some modest improvements in permitting and reforms. The problem is the price for that was $4 trillion in debt. And the benefits we got were much, much smaller than the consequence.
There's always the question of, okay, we got power back in the House, Senator. Did the House do enough to push back from the brink of course, the threat, right? There's going to be a collapse. We're going to default. It will be horrific. America never can default on its loans. It doesn't default on its loans. And the White House wasn't speaking to McCarthy for quite some time after they had to sit down. And even the next day, I think they were at a prayer breakfast, and McCarthy said, he even said to the room, we're going to get together again soon and work on this. They clearly wanted to wait till the end so that this thing could get rammed through Congress quickly without a lot of people even having enough time to really dive into it. Yes, thank goodness there was 72 hours to look into it. But at the end of the day, this was a catastrophic, chaotic moment that was created by design. Did the Republicans in the House stay true to what they promised the voters when we gave them the House in November?
Well, look, there were a number of House conservatives that ultimately voted no on this deal. And if you're a conservative, you voted no. This was a deal where the majority of the votes that came for it came from Democrats. The Democrats in the Senate, all but five Democrats, voted for this deal. We had 31 Republicans vote no on this deal. So you can see from the votes, you can see from where people lined up. Mitt Romney was a yes. That tells you a lot about where this bill ended up. I was a no. Mike Lee was a no. Rand Paul was a no. If you are a conservative, you voted no. And the reason is, it's exactly what Joe Biden has told his people, that the Biden agenda got funded in this. We're at $32 trillion in debt. 2 years from now, we'll be at least at $36 trillion in debt. So a $4 trillion blank check is what the Democrats got. We did not cut the $80 billion in new funding for 87,000 new IRS agents. That was in the original bill the House passed, but that got jettisoned by the White House. We did not add work requirements for Medicaid. That was in the original bill the House passed, but that was not in this final bill. We did not cut spending back significantly to get anywhere approaching pre-COVID levels. The first version of this bill made a significant step that way. This bill does not. It accepts the explosion of federal spending that came from COVID, and it cooks it into the baseline. And so there's a reason that Democrats are celebrating right now, which is that they just got a Republican House and a whole bunch of Republicans in the Senate to support the vast majority of the Biden spending agenda.
We're obviously going to do a deep dive into this on Verdict with Ted Cruz. If you've never downloaded a Verdict with Ted Cruz, do it. And we're going to have that this morning for you out as well, so that you can, we're going to really go back, walk you through all this, and even go into more things like the IRS in depth. Last question, though, on this for you, Senator, and that is the mindset of this White House. After this, and people were very concerned that this was going to turn into a default scenario, was that all just political posturing? And when are we going to have to go through this crap all over again? Because I'm starting to get a little fatigued. I think a lot of people are, that it's like, you know, Armageddon, the sky is falling, Chicken Little, every 6 months, every year. When are we going to do this charade again?
Well, look, Ben, that is by design. That is what the White House wants. That's what leadership in both houses want, because when there's a crisis, when they say we're about to default on the debt, that's how they get the Democrats and a bunch of squishy Republicans to agree to trillions more in spending. And they do it over and over and over again. And I would say it's like Lucy and Charlie Brown with the football, but it's not even like that, because at this point, nobody doubts they're going to pull the football out of the way. We get the game at this point. But there are a lot of Republicans who are perfectly happy with it. They don't want to rock the boat. And I will say too many of them are content to manage the decline of the republic. Look, in 2017, that was just 5 years ago. In 2017, the national debt was $20 trillion. Today, in 2023, it is $32 trillion. That is a massive increase. And what did Congress do this week? Said $32 trillion is not enough. Let's go to $36 trillion. We are bankrupting our kids and grandkids. And the game is to come up to a cliff where they threaten, and it alternates. Half the time they threaten a default on the debt, half the time they threaten a government shutdown. And it's one after the other. We're going to have the government shutdown fight the end of September, and it will always be this crisis. If you don't agree to further bankrupt the country, this terrible thing will happen.
So and, September, mark your calendar is what you're saying, because that's when
exactly
this is
right.
All going to happen again after summer.
Yep. And I got to tell you, when I was new in the Senate, I was elected in 2012, so 11 years ago. When I was newly elected, that there was a game that I discovered that every 6 months or year, the gray beards in the Senate would say, whatever the fight was, they'd say, no. You need to understand, Ted, you don't fight on funding the government. You wait for the debt ceiling. And then the debt ceiling would happen. They said, no. You need to understand. You don't fight on the debt ceiling. Wait for funding the government. And it's like they have the memory of hummingbirds. They don't remember 6 months ago they said the opposite. And they keep playing that game over and over and over again. And I will say one of the things that's changed is the grassroots, I think, has gotten a lot savvier. They understand this game now, that you don't get to $32 trillion in debt without both parties energetically jumping in the mud and rolling around with the pork.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what happens in September. It's amazing how many of you guys that listen to the show that may not actually be listening to Verdict, and I'm going to do a better job of having the senator on and preview what we're doing on Verdict with Ted Cruz. So grab it, download it, hit that follow, subscribe, or auto-download button wherever you get your podcasts, where you're listening to this podcast right now. And we'll do much more on this. I'm going to ask him a question and on Verdict, and it's going to deal with our voters going to be angry come presidential election time because we keep expanding the budget And is this going to backfire on Republicans? That I'm going to ask him in verdict. So you're going to want to hear his answer to that as well. Senator, it's a pleasure. As always, thanks for coming on the show.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
There was a tumble that took place with Joe Biden. And if you want to know how the media works, and by the way, Joe Biden is okay. I want to make that clear. He was at a graduation ceremony. And this graduation ceremony was for the Air Force. He was speaking. And then he was going to go sit back down. He fell during that graduation ceremony. Now, I'm glad he's okay, and I want to make this clear. I'm not making fun of him. I also want to make that clear. When you get older, and if you have loved ones have gotten older and you've watched or them fall or seen the aftermath of broken arms or hips or hitting your head, it's not a joke, and I don't want it to come off that way. But it also tells you about the cognitive decline and the decline of the President of the United States of America. And the rest of the world is seeing it. Now, to be clear, we've seen him now, and this is a real issue, in my opinion. We've seen him fall off a bike that wasn't moving. We've seen him fall not once, not twice, but three times going upstairs on Air Force One. We have seen the protocol for those stairs change to now the president's not walking up majority of the time up those tall stairs. He's walking onto the lower galley of an airplane on those lower stairs, apparently to make it easier on him. That's also a problem. Our adversaries are seeing this. It's also a problem. And then we see the President of the United States of America fall again today at the Air Force Academy. Now, what bothers me about this is not just the real issue of the cognitive decline and how often it's happening, and it seems to be happening more often, but it's also how the media covers it. When this story broke, my phone went nuts. People going, have you seen? Did you see it? It's so bad. Yada, 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 right? And then it starts trending on social media. The part I care about are the headlines. So I went to look and see how, like, the AP and Reuters and others are following or and covering this. Here is the headline from Reuters, and this will tell you just how biased the media really is. Quote, Biden trips and falls during graduation ceremony, recovers quickly. I've never seen so many people in the media try to editorialize and protect a president. Instead of just telling you that Biden trips and falls during graduation ceremony, they then feel like it's their job to be like the press agent of the president, say, oh, buddy, recovered quickly. Colorado Springs, Colorado, Reuters, President Joe Biden tripped and fell after handing out the last diploma at a graduation ceremony at the U.S. Air Force Academy on Thursday. The 80-year-old U.S. president quickly got up on one knee, helped by three people, and walked back to his seat unassisted. All right, I've watched the video, and this is, again, how bad the liberal media is. Yes, the president did fall. He did not quickly get up, to make it clear. Getting to one knee is something that you could say, okay, I guess that's kind of good news. But it was very clear that it took three strong men, Secret Service men, I'm assuming, with earpieces in their ear, to clearly get him off the ground. He needed assistance to get up. Did he walk over to his seat unassisted? That is correct. But the way that they frame that sentence is to basically say, hey, he's 80 years old and he got to a knee really quickly. Then he was held by three people, but don't worry, it was quick. And then he walked to his seat unassisted. So see, it's all fine. It's not all fine. It's obvious the president is and the cognitive decline in his age is a real issue. Now back to Reuters, how they described it. As Biden was helped up, he pointed behind him, seeming to indicate what he tripped over. White House communications director said on Twitter that Biden was fine. There was a sandbag on stage while he was shaking hands, he explained. The fall came after Biden delivered a commencement address to a flag-waving audience where he warned graduates they will enter service in an increasingly unstable world, citing challenges from Russia and China. Biden, now 80. They want you to believe that his doctors have declared him healthy and fit for duty after a physical exam in February. Anytime you're older, they ask you a question. Have you fallen lately? How often have you fallen? Is the second question that comes if you answer the first one the right way. This president has fallen multiple times on camera. My question is, how many times is he falling behind the scenes? Now, I understand that people fall. I have fallen down, but not this often, and certainly not in public this often. The president of the United States of America shouldn't be falling this much. And this does have to do with age. And they're saying, and they're falling all over themselves because they know what a liability this is politically. They understand what a liability this is for the president politically. And that's why they're having to write these articles the way that they're writing them, right? Biden trips and falls during graduation ceremony, but recovers quickly. Then he goes to a seat unassisted, even though it took him three people to get up. But don't worry, when he was getting up, he at least got to one knee, crouched down by himself. This is insane. But it's exactly what you should expect from this media. They are going to prop him up on one knee, prop him up with anybody they can. They're going to hold him up. They're going to do whatever they have to do to get him across the finish line. And it's also an issue, I would argue, of senior abuse. This is also the abuse, handicap abuse that they did to Fetterman. They knew that Fetterman couldn't say anything. They knew that Fetterman had major problems. They knew that Fetterman was someone that clearly couldn't serve. We know this. He's walking around in hoodies and jeans. Senator Fetterman, staffer, trying to basically take over for Fetterman. His staff is. He's not doing anything. You know, back in and the AP, again, another example of a bias, how biased the liberal media is. This is their headline from this week. Back in hoodies and gym shorts, Fetterman tackles Senate life after depression treatment. I want to be clear about this. I actually feel sorry for Senator Fetterman. I really do. I feel sorry for him and his life after the stroke. Checking himself into the hospital for clinical depression is something that I'm glad that he did this. But the idea that he can serve this country and the people of Pennsylvania adequately is absurd. They know it, but they don't care. They just said, hey, he's the candidate. We got to win. We got to win the Senate. We don't care. You know, you look at Fetterman, and he chaired his first committee hearing when he came back from being treated for clinical depression, and he had to read from his notes. Now, everything you're about to hear is him reading from his notes. It's obvious that the Democrats are abusing this man.
And I will work in this farm bill to modernize SNAP to work to recipients in the 21st century. I look forward to hearing from you, your witness on this nutrition assistance on the farm bill. And I will now turn to Senator Braun for any opening comments that he would like to make.
The whole room is watching like you would watch your kindergarten graduation student read something from a book. The whole room is looking at him, trying to decipher what it is he's trying to say. Right? This is what's happening now. This is the Democratic Party. They will do anything to keep power, including prop up a John Fetterman, prop up and hire a guy, elect a guy in Pennsylvania that was literally dead on election day. They did that. And they will tell you with headlines that when Joe Biden trips and falls during a graduation ceremony, don't worry, he recovered quickly and you should praise him because he got to one knee before three massive men helped him to his feet. Welcome to the communist media in America today. Now, before I get into more of this story, I want to say thank you and tell you about our good friends at Patriot Mobile. They are now offering a performance guarantee. If you're not happy with your coverage, you can switch between the three major carriers for free. Yeah, Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage on the best G4 and G5 networks, the same network and towers you're using right now. The difference is not only do you get the same great quality that you're used to, but they actually are a company that fights to preserve our God-given rights and freedoms. So this year, resolve to stop spending your money with companies that don't align with your values. In fact, actually fight against what you believe in. Switch to Patriot Mobile. You'll be supporting First and Second Amendment groups the rights of unborn children, and even helping with adoptions. It is easy to switch. Call them right now or go online to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. That's patriotmobile.com/Ferguson or call them 878-PATRIOT. You're going to get free activation with the offer code Ferguson. That's 878-PATRIOT or patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. It wasn't just, by the way, Joe Biden's fall that was the problem at the Air Force Academy. And the media covering for him, claiming that he got to one knee. I watched the video again just a second ago while I was playing some of the Fetterman stuff, and I realized they actually lied to you about that. He didn't get to one knee on his own. The hands were already under his arm helping him get to one knee. So Reuters also lied to you about that. You can go watch the video for yourself. I'll put it up on all our social media accounts, and you can watch it, or you may have already seen it by now. But it was also what he was saying in the speech. Let me give you an example. There was one really awkward moment in the speech where he was talking about the people that apparently did the Air Force flyover. And this is what the president had to say to those graduating.
By the way, I met with who are those guys that fly over shortly? You heard of them, haven't you? Three of them are women. So don't screw around, guys.
Three of them are women, so don't screw around, guys. Who are those people, those guys that fly over shortly? Now, you could see the people on, just so you know, you could see the people that were actually in the stands behind him. And they're looking around like, what in the hell are you talking about? What is this all about? What are you saying? Where are you going with this? And that wasn't the only weird part in this speech. There was another part that was weird when the president said this.
I met in the Oval Office, in my office, with 8 leading scientists in the area of AI. Some are very worried that AI can actually overtake human thinking and planning. So we got a lot to deal with.
I'm still trying to figure out. It was 12 guys. No, it was 8 guys. And it was 9 guys. And we're talking about AI. I'm sure they could take over for what you're doing. And then Biden says he asked if he could do loops and barrel rolls in a glider, but the Secret Service said, no, we'll shoot you down. I doubt they would say that to the President of the United States of America. Listen.
A few months ago, I called to speak to my national security advisor. He was out here, but I was told he was unavailable. Turns out, first Andrew Deaver had him out doing loops and barrel rolls on a glider. I asked if I could do that today, and the Secret Service said, no, we'll have to shoot it down.
We'd have to shoot it down. Anybody believe that to be real? It's Joe Biden, right? Everybody's like, oh, it's just Joe being Joe. Just Joe being Joe. At what point are we going to wake up and realize Joe doesn't know what's happening? Joe doesn't know what's going on. Joe is only looking and talking about things that are actually, you know, on the piece of paper in front of him. And even that, he screws up. Let's talk about a great opportunity for your IRA and 401ks. You can get free gold just by learning about gold IRAs from Augusta Precious Metals. It's important that you know what's going on in this crazy economy, and your hard-earned savings need protecting from the devalued dollar. Protecting from the devalued dollar, especially if you're close to retirement. Augusta Precious Metals will give you information on how to protect your savings and open a gold IRA. So if you've saved at least $100,000 for retirement, call and ask about their ultimate guide to gold IRAs. I trust Augusta Precious Metals, and you can too. They will make sure that you understand what is best for you and your portfolio. There's a reason Money Magazine says they are the best gold IRA company. Get free gold, free information, and retirement protection now by calling 877-4-GOLD-IRA. That's 877, the number 4-GOLD-IRA. Or AugustaPreciousMetals.com. All right, I want to switch gears to something else that I need you to know about. And I got to give you guys a lot of credit for the success of what we're seeing. not just at Bud Light, but also at Target. And now we got to add another store to the list, and that is Kohl's. Target and Kohl's are apparently facing very, very tough backlash from conservatives, the same conservatives that have said no to Bud Light. Why? For targeting children with LGBTQIA+ activist apparel. It appears that kids' fashion is not the only thing these woke companies are now seeking to change. Conservatives are digging into the spending habits of Kohl's and Target and have found out that they have both poured significant amounts of money into an organization that pushes gender ideology on children, as well as policies that undermine specifically parental rights. The Gay, Lesbian, and Straight Education Network is a New York-based organization that promotes gender ideology and sex change acceptance for children as young as kindergarten. They do this from kindergarten through 12th grade schools throughout the country. Transforming teachers into LGBTQ+ doctrinaires. Not only are they giving money to these groups that are then indoctrinating teachers to indoctrinate your children, but they're also, we now know, incorporating gender ideology and pro-sex change content into the school's curricula as a means of raising, quote, the awareness of all students. This is with your kindergarten kids. This is a K, kindergarten, through 12th grade initiative that they refer to as a mandate. We now know that Kohl's and Target have been giving money to this group that is pressuring schools to implement activist-approved policies, thereby ensuring that all classrooms will accommodate their social constructivist dogmas. And that's not all. This is what they're stating on their own website. And weaponizing student-led clubs. In other words, they're turning them into their minions, right? Indoctrinating these kids and then weaponizing these student-led clubs to put pressure on the schools with their campaigns. Now, if you think about this, it's brilliant. Target's got a lot of money. They want to bring in a whole new class of woke liberals and transgendered and all this other crap. They then are indoctrinating the kids to put pressure on the schools to implement their activist-approved policies, thereby ensuring that the classrooms accommodate their social constructive dogmas. Then they take those kids, weaponize those kids to put pressure on the campaigns, therefore then making basically their own economic system where, hey, we create it, then we own it, they shop with us, we win on all accounts. In other words, this is straight up indoctrination. And if you don't believe me, let's just look at this. When it comes to indoctrination, this group that Kohl's and Target is giving money to insists that students of all ages must be given an opportunity to learn that the words gay, lesbian, and transgender are adjectives that should be used with respect. All ages, kindergarten. And that it is never too early for schools to set up a foundation of understanding and respect for non-straight sexual preferences, quote unquote. So Target and Kohl. Now you understand why Kohl's and Target are doing what they're doing. Now you understand why they're giving up millions of feet of floor space to push these ideological viewpoints and to force your toddler into transgenderism or non-binary status or whatever the hell they want it to be. We also know that they reported that one of the books in this organization's rainbow library, as they describe it, provided to ideologically compliant schools, free of charge is a title, Beyond Magneta. Now, this free of charge book that they're giving to your kids' schools, here's an excerpt from this particular book, which describes a six-year-old child as, quote, sexually mature. You ready for this? I was sexually mature. What I mean by sexually mature is that I knew about sex. From six and up, I used to kiss other guys in my neighborhood. make out with them, the book reads, and perform oral sex on them. This is a six-year-old, right? I liked it. I used to love oral, the book reads. I touched their you-know-whats. We were really young, but that's what we did. This is in the book that is supposed to be available in your schools for free for your kindergarten students. Now, in addition to peddling this LGBTQ plus propaganda that sexualizes children, clearly, this organization that Kohl's and Target gives to also pushes for elementary school children to, quote, explore their gender identity and explore their expression. This organization, we now know, also seeks for gender ideology, they say, to be integrated into all subjects in schools so that they'll be indoctrinated quickly. They include math on the list of things that gender ideology should be implemented in the classroom, including the subject of math. Now, in addition to sowing confusion, because that's what you do with kids if you want to indoctrinate them, the organization also insists on keeping kids' primary sources of clarity in the dark. In the guide to the GLSEN guide from 2022, in which the organization stressed the importance of teachers, quote, hiding information about a student's so-called gender identity from their parents and guardians. In their own guidebook, it says this: the fact that a student chooses to use a different name to transition at school or to disclose their gender identity to staff, educators, or other students does not authorize school staff to disclose a student's personally identifiable or medical information to anyone, including parents. According to Parents Defending Education, they say the fact that this organization uses a youth safety message to achieve their political goals is not just wrong, it's disgusting, and it should be illegal. Now, the executive director of this group said in a January 2022 interview that, quote, LGBTQ plus young people in schools and their student groups, like GSAs, have always been the hub, kind of the breeding ground, this is her words, the soil, she says, from which these sparks of activism come up. Adding, we are understanding it is that young people, period, are going to help us understand the vision forward and the way forward to the future. Now, Kohl's and Target, it's clear, are paying to undermine your parental rights, and they want it to become the norm that you have no say-so. Target recently called out for peddling LGBT onesies for babies, their tuck-friendly bathing suits, or drag queen books for kids, and satanic drawings from one of their artists that were designing their clothes have long partnered with this other group. The company states on its corporate DEI page, we're proud to partner with GLSEN for more than a decade, working to ensure that all students have a safe place to learn. Target annually supports GLSEN and its mission to create affirming, accessible, and anti-racist spaces for LGBTQIA plus students. This is on their own website. Target, we now know, has donated at least $2.1 million to this indoctrination group of your child. Kohl's, which has over 1,100 stores in 49 states, announced in December that it doled out more than $5 million to various groups. Among these groups was Glesson, which Kohl's awarded a $35,000 new grant. The company indicated that these funds would go towards the organization's Education Youth Services Initiative, which produce research-based tools that enhance educators and students' capacity to create the kinds of respectful, affirming, and LGBTQIA plus inclusive classrooms and schools that every child deserves, quote unquote. Kohl's, by the way, underscores in its 2022 ESG report that it is in the business of woke evangelism. Yes, their words, stating, we believe in embedding DEI into everything we do requires an ongoing journey of listening, learning, and taking action. Now, you may not know what DEI actually is. There's a lot of people that don't understand it. They're going to say there's nothing wrong with it because it's diversity, equity, and inclusion. In translation, it's straight up propaganda for LGBTQIA propaganda with your kids. There's even now Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A has now sparked an anti-woke outrage for the VP of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion in a post that they made. Now, I'm telling you about this because there's a lot of people talking about Chick-fil-A and making posts about them. And I just want you to know what's going on there. Chick-fil-A has been a long-beloved brand of Christians, of conservatives, for its long-standing opposition to same-sex marriage. They also are closed on Sundays. They've been very proud of being a Christian business. Well, now people are calling for boycotts after announcing that it hired an executive in charge of diversity, equity, and inclusion. The Atlanta-based company named Eric McReynolds to the post of vice president of DEI 2 years ago. But social media users took note of it in recent days, igniting angry conservatives on Twitter who are saying that the firm has, quote, gone woke. Now, McReynolds has been an employee of Chick-fil-A since 2007. He was promoted to the position of vice president of DEI in November of 2021. But the recent LGBTQ controversies involving brands like Bud Light, Target, and Kohl's have triggered scrutiny at other corporate actors. Corporate America, which has embraced DEI, which seeks to diversify workforces, has been criticized by conservatives who claim that it's nothing more than discrimination based on race and gender. This is bad, very bad. I don't want to have to boycott. Are we going to have to boycott? Question marks at a conservative strategist to the New York Post. Then they posted an informal poll. And guess what? A little more than 47% of respondents voted in favor of boycott, while the other half, 52.4%, said no on this Twitter poll. Now, let me be clear about this. The man that everyone's freaking about right now has been in this position now for several years. If Chick-fil-A was doing things that are as woke as what's happening at Target and Kohl's, then people would be freaking out. But I do want to be careful that we don't overstep here and make controversies out of nothing. This individual at Chick-fil-A, based on what we know, hasn't done anything crazy over the last several years while he's been in this position. Does that mean that he's a terrible person because he has the same title as some others who've done terrible things? Of course not. My point is, keep your eye on the ball, folks. Let's not start wars for no reason. Let's not allow people, and there's some people that are just doing these things to get famous, to get clickbait, to get retweets. I've had actually people call me on from the media saying, I want to get your thoughts on what's happening now with Chick-fil-A. And I say I have nothing to say, no comment. Because at this point, there doesn't seem to be anything there that's anything close to what's been happening with these other companies. So let's not act like somehow this is the worst thing that's ever happened. Now, back to the other thing with Kohl's here. What I know is this. The corporate leadership behind Kohl's and what is behind the leadership at Target is this. They are interested in selling a lifestyle to your children. They are in favor of embracing things and organizations and groups that try to change your child's gender and don't tell you about it. One of the company's stated goals is to commit $20 million, they say, to diverse and communities, they say, including members of the so-called LGBTQIA community, noting that it had already committed roughly $8 million of a goal of $20 million just last year alone. These two companies appear to have been rewarded for their marketing and advocacy of the LGBTQ activist gear and financial support of gender ideologies in schools. Forbes know that Kohl's was ranked as a top 50 company last year on Diversity Inc.'s top companies for LGBTQ employees. The standard metric in ESG reports on the internal policies of a company. Target, by the way, was ranked number 4. If you don't vote with your dollars, they will win And for many of your kids and grandkids, they will be successful in turning your kids against you. That's what the bottom line is here. Make sure you share this podcast with your family and your friends. Write us a 5-star review, and I'll see you back here tomorrow.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.